currently with our glowing host, Josh, taking up the reins and producing some really, really amazing content. We're going to try to be keeping in line with the kind of stuff that he produced, but we'll see if that happens. We are but a humble, lowly student executive with as much time as Beyonce, so let's try. My name is Dora. I'm the vice president of the student executive here at CITR. And the school year is starting. There is freshness in the air. It's like flowers and like green grass. It's like the springtime of your youth, but in autumn. And right now I'm looking out into the nest at the massive poster fair that's happening. And then kind of a little more closer to home, CITR is having an alternative poster fair. We're just having cool, older, alternative posters for $2. Not a bad deal, I don't think. So come by, check us out. For new listeners who don't know, and for students who might not be familiar with what we are, CITR is, and Discorder, so Discorder is our publication, but CITR is the university's student campus and community radio show. Or station. This is a show on the station. That is CITR. CITR has a mandate to focus on and uplift underrepresented voices in our community and empower vulnerable populations through access to media production. We have, as I mentioned kind of briefly earlier, we have Discorder Magazine, which is our print publication that we produce every month. It's really cool. Discorder has a radio show as well, the Discorder Radio. It's just called Discorder Radio. It's run by the Discorder Radio Collective. CITR kind of in turn has several other collectives. There's the Gender Empowerment Collective, which used to be the Women's Collective, the Indigenous Collective, and the Accessibility Collective, as well as the News, Sports, and Arts Collectives, which you can get involved in. It's a really great way to baby step into radio production. So that's kind of what we're all about as a radio station. We're all about radio as a radio station and publication. We're all about radio and print. And we're all about empowering people, getting people involved, making sure that people know what's happening on campus and the UBC community, as well as in the greater Vancouver community and artist spaces. So that's what we do. Welcome. Textbook traditionally has been to highlight events. Textbook, actually, the show has been to highlight students, organizations, and students on campus, which has been really, really cool. But Student Special Hour kind of has been traditionally used to highlight CITR events, CITR initiatives. Kind of all of September is one really big event for CITR. There's always people at the station to give you more information, let you know what's going on. We have tours every day at noon p.m., which is cool. If you want to learn about CITR in a more in-depth way, take a tour, become a member. It's awesome. We also have club stays coming up next week. Last week was crazy. We had an open house on Friday, which was really fun. It's just going to be, it's go, go, go. September is go, go, go. And we are here to facilitate your go, go, go as you create our go, go, go. Welcome to CITR. So without any further ado, I'm going to play some CanCon, FemCon, whatever. This is Love Pink Pony with their song Chanel. You're listening to it on Textbook on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
So that was Love Pink Ponies, Chanel. Great band out of Hamilton, Ontario. An oldie but a goodie, I think. So I guess we're gonna hop right into stuff that CITR has been up to. My God, what haven't we been up to? A lot, probably. But probably the biggest thing that we've been up to is Plot. It's no secret. CITR got a grant through Access Gallery where we take up or have a space in the gallery. It's at East Georgia and Main Street, right in the heart of Chinatown, very close to the downtown east side. And we are just going to be that much more accessible. We're going to be downtown all the time. We're going to be in the community a lot more. We're going to be a lot more accessible to bands. The station, while it's beautiful and we love it, it is quite far geographically from a lot of the people who listen to our radio and a lot of the people who make our radio. So it'll be really awesome to have that opportunity to be closer to them. We were at the gallery for Swarm, which happened this past weekend. Swarm is kind of like a flurry of artist-run centers, or ARCs, hosting free events. That highlight their goings-on. So what was happening at Access was it was the opening of their, it's either 22 or 30, 23 or 32, but Days at Sea. It's an artist program where people get on a boat and sail, chug or whatever, to East Asia and kind of make art in that time. That's the point of it, which is really cool. A lot of film came out of it, some sculpture, very modern stuff. So that happened this past weekend, which was exciting. Talking about what's happening this next weekend, etc. Something that's happening today is Tops. Tops is playing at the Imperial at 7 to midnight. They're playing with She Devils, which is an amazing band from Montreal. Tops is from Montreal. She Devils is an amazing, amazing band from Montreal. It's 19 plus, starts at 7. And it's going to be great. Tops is really, really amazing. So I'm going to play you one of their songs, and then I'll play you some She Devils, just because I love She Devils a lot. So you are listening to Tops. This is Further off of their album Sugar at the Gate. You're listening to it on Textbook on CITR 101.9 FM.
You don't know me, you are. myself dripping and drowning now, oh boy. Sitting here waiting for Prince Charming. Sitting here waiting for Prince Charming. And when I close my eyes, I can feel the man I long to touch. I can feel the man I long to touch. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Where is the place in your story for me? Give me some space. I want to be part of it too. I want to be
back to textbook on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Hey Boy by the She Devils off of their album She Devils. Before that, you heard Further by Tops off of their album Sugar at the Gate. Tops is performing this night, tonight. I almost said this Saturday, and I was like, that's so wrong. Today is Tuesday. Tonight, this Tuesday, at the Imperial. I'm actually really excited. I'm going to be going. I love She Devils. I didn't realize that they were opening. I just learned, and I love them. I discovered them a couple months ago, and I think they're really, really amazing. So I'm extra excited now. For those of you who don't know, Textbook is the student executives radio show. Essentially it. We highlight events that we think you'll care about, talk about things at the station that we think you'll care about, we talk about ourselves, which you may or may not care about, but I am Dora, I'm the Vice President of the Student Executive at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder, and that's me. I do a lot of other radio. You've probably heard my voice on Babe Waves, the Gender Empowerment Collective's radio show. I host the Discorder Radio Collective, so Discorder Radio on right after Textbook. Stay tuned. I don't think we're having an episode today, but if we did, you would hear me right after this. And I do The Real World, which is the UBC Film Society's radio show, so I do a lot of radio. I'm sorry if you're tired of my voice and hearing me on Discorder Radio or just on CITR in general. Getting back into events that are happening, this is something that I am incredibly excited for. So, oh my gosh. So for those of you who live under a rock, TJ Miller is an alternative comedian. He is the lead voice in the Emoji Movie, which is hilarious. He was Deadpool's buddy in Deadpool, hung out with some Ryan Reynolds, got some action. And he is the creator of Abierto on Silicon Valley. TJ Miller is hilarious. He's amazing. And he is doing the Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour. Woo, 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 woo. He's the superstar comedian and star of Silicon Valley, Deadpool, TJ Miller, with special guest Flight of the Conchords, Rise Darby. Who could be more exciting? Honestly, I don't know. They're going to be in Kelowna on Wednesday, November November 15th, excuse me, Surrey, Thursday, November 16th, Vancouver, Friday, November 17th, and Victoria, Saturday, November 18th. Tickets go on sale on Friday, September 18th at 10 a.m. local time. That's our time. PST. 10 a.m. Get your tickets. TJ Miller is one of the most sought-after comedians in the comedy world, but not in the drama world or the finance world. He was named one of Variety's top 10 comics to watch and EW's Next Big Things in Comedy, which is true. TJ Miller is a freak, and he's hilarious. I'm very excited. He's got stamina. TJ is a nationally touring stand-up artist crisscrossing the country, listening to Crisscross. He's also done shows in the UK, Canada, and Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico did not go well. Not shocked by that fact, actually. He has been performing his absurdist observational stand-up act for over 10 years and has never gone to the bathroom in his pants on stage. Wow. What a hero. Unlike TJ Miller, Rhys Darby is multi-talented. You've seen him on HBO's Flight of the Conchords. He's also had guest appearances on The X-Files, Life of Pisces, Modern Family, Wrecked, and Netflix's Voltron. He also starred and wrote his own 8-part mockumentary series called Short Poppies. He was in Taika Waititi's What We Do in the Shadows and Hunt for the Wilder People. If you have not seen What We Do in the Shadows and Hunt for the Wilder People, that's all I can say to you. He will next be seen in Jumanji sequel alongside Jack Black, Kevin Hart, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The show is also going to be hosted by Nick Vatterott. He, in 2010, was named one of the breakouts at Montreal's Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, and Vulture.com listed him as one of the top 50 comedians you should know in 2015, and Chicago Magazine listed Nick as the funniest man in Chicago. He's performed on Conan and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon and has his own half-hour special on Comedy Central. Something that I forgot to mention about TJ Miller is he has a comedy special out on HBO, which is pretty freaking exciting. I, like, really cannot overstate how excited I am. I'm definitely going to be there, if you can't tell by, like, just the amount of enthusiasm that I have for this show. I'm going to be there. And CITR wants you to be there too. We're going to be having ticket giveaways from the 15th to the 18th of September. And then also, we are going to be posting, as soon as this episode is podcasted, we're going to be posting it on our Facebook page. And you better comment or something, because you could win a free set of tickets, and we're going to be doing that all throughout that next week and leading up to the event. So it's going to be really, really exciting. I'm really excited, but we have a very limited amount of time here on Textbook, so we're going to get right back in to some more local, more coming up, like more relevant, I guess, local events. I guess numero uno, there is a new Bits and Pieces happening next Monday at Redgate. It's $7 for a night of live drawing and poetry, writing, whatever. The theme is BAM, so get ready. And then to kind of wrap it all up, Westward Music Festival is happening this weekend in downtown Vancouver. Tribe Called Red's going to be there. Touche Amour, Pup, Vince Staples, Tuno Blood, Dee Dee Dumbo. Going to be a whole slather of alternative artists. So check it out. We're going to close the show today with We Are the Hallucination by A Tribe Called Red. Thank you so much for tuning in to Textbook on CITR 101.9 FM.
We are the tribe that they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the human beings. The callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the evolution, the continuation. The Halusa Nation. We are the Halusa Nation. Halusa Nation.
A night at the Rose Colored Discotheque, coming to the Vancouver Fringe Festival September 7th to 17th at the Kulch Historic Theater. It's an unapologetic, side-splitting satire about modern times. Transport yourself